Two more Iranian channels have been taken off the air. Nilesat has bowed to pressure from the European satellite giant Eutelsat to ban iFilm and Al Kothar. Eutelsat's Israeli French CEO has been stepping up his restrictive campaign against Press TV and other Iranian channels recently. A senior commander of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has blamed certain Persian Gulf littoral states for supporting terrorist operations inside Iran. Mohammad Pakpour has said these countries provide money and equipment to terrorists. He added some of the captured terrorists have confessed during interrogations that they receive foreign support. Football stadium in Syria's capital Damascus has been attacked by mortars. The state media said two shells landed in Tishrin Stadium. One footballer has been killed and several more injured. Two mortars also landed near the Tishrin Presidential Palace in Damascus on Tuesday. A bomb explosion has damaged a key pipeline in Iraq, disrupting oil flows to the country's north. The attack is the second in the past 4 days. It has led to a halt of Iraq's exports of 7 million liters of oil a day. The UK's foreign secretary is in Qatar to discuss Syria. William Hague met with Qatar's crown prince. The meeting comes days after Britain called on the EU to lift an arms embargo on Syria's foreign-backed insurgents. Some EU states are already accused of supplying the insurgents with military weapons. North Korea has given a hero's welcome to scientists and troops involved in its recent controversial nuclear test. The test was reportedly North Korea's most powerful to date. It triggered days of celebrations and rallies at home, but also drew condemnation from the outside world. The small town of Castel Gandolfo in Italy is preparing to receive Pope Benedict XVI after his planned resignation later this month. The pontiff will stay in Castel Gandolfo for 2 months until the renovation of his permanent residence in the Vatican is finished. Canada is hosting an international automobile show. Key global producers have brought the latest technology cars and other automobiles to the show. Thousands have participated in the exhibition, which runs until February the 24th.